Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, where you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Ammon Mitchell from Cedar City, Utah.
Hey, Ammon. Oh, Cedar City is where exactly?
It's down in the kind of the southwest of Utah.
Sure, getting on toward Nevada and Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So do you ever go down to Las Vegas when you need to sort of let off some of that Utah steam?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been to Las Vegas. I've seen all the furtive Utahns. Right.
They call them experimenting Mormons. I've heard them referred to as that.
Well, welcome to our show, Ammon. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a big winner. Ready to play?
Okay.
All right.
For my dad's car, I beg and I plead. Now he says, I can drive. He's agreed. But he says, take it slow. I say, yes, Dad, I know, to make sure he controls the car's
speed.
Yes. The Ford Motor Company has introduced a feature called My Key, which parents can program to keep their teen driver's radio volume down, to beep constantly if the driver isn't wearing a seatbelt, to limit the speed of the car to 80 miles an hour. Teens hate the idea, but it's such a big hit with parents that Ford is now looking to add additional features, such as an ignition lock that doesn't release until the teen has given his mother a goodbye kiss, a door lock that doesn't work until the driver's shirt is tucked in, and an ejector seat that activates if that no-good Miller kid gets too handsy. Handsy. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
Is this great global downturn in wealth just the doctor's subliminal stealth? With less time for work, some for me time's a perk, and this can be good for my
health.
Right. Good news for the unemployed or those about to be unemployed. Turns out the lousy economy may be good for your health. A new study from Stanford shows that in good times, people tend to live it up too much, doing unhealthy things like earning a living and eating food. But in bad times, people tend to stay home with the kids, making smaller meals and exercising by rushing to the mailbox over and over again to look for relief checks. President Bush said, quote, "Yeah, yeah, that's the ticket. It was an exercise program. That's right. Now do you like me? Please?" Here, sir, is your last limerick.
The sidewalk can be like a cage. Close quarters make moods hard to gauge. When people don't walk, but just talk, stand and gawk, then some of us get pavement.
I want to see change or something like that.
No.
Can you give it to one more time? You messed up, Carl.
Oh, I see. You're a little behind, so you get angry. I've seen that before.
I'm kidding.
Where did you get your message?
All right, here we go. The sidewalk can be like a cage. Close quarters make moods hard to gauge. When people don't walk, but just talk, stand, and gawk, then some of us get pavement.
Oh, man. You didn't mess that one up this time.
No.
I want to say...
Rhymes with gauge. Cage.
Wage? Or?
Wage. Wage, no. How about rage?
Oh.
Rage. Pavement rage. Road rage is not just for people in cars anymore. Scottish city councillor Jason Rust recently told BBC Scotland News a harrowing story. He said he went to get a sandwich for lunch and was caught in a crush of people, quote, walking along at a snail's pace, stopping every few seconds. Rust naturally was filled with a rage that would turn a lesser man into an angry green hulk. Mm-hmm. But instead, Rust is seeking legislation to solve the problem by dividing the sidewalk into two lanes. A fast lane for busy, important men such as himself, and a slow lane for aimless, meandering losers. Carl, how did Ammon do in our quiz?
Ammon had two correct answers, Peter. That's enough to be a winner.
Well done, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.